Hello, Marie.
Yeah.
This is Zach with the Bank of Cardiff. I got a message that you had called.
Yeah, I tried to call on your direct line, but I couldn't make it work.
Yeah, you know what? We got a new phone system, so we've been having a bunch of issues lately. Someone had called in, and I tried to answer, but I couldn't hear anything on the other line, and I'm sure you probably couldn't hear me either.
No, yeah, I rang one time, and then that was it.
Oh, yeah. I apologize for that. We're just still trying to iron out some of the bugs with this new phone system.
Oh, yeah. Well, good luck.
I appreciate it. What can I do for you?
Well, what kind of loans do you all make?
So we have two different products, or we have a bunch of different products. Our two main products, though, we do equipment financing, and we offer working capital loans for businesses. What were you looking to do?
Well, now, do you do anything like on property? Do you do any real estate financing in any way, or
as a the property as collateral, or just purchasing of property?
Collateral or purchase. I do have something for sale right now.
Yeah. Typically, the way that our loans work is they're for businesses to help grow their businesses or bring on inventory or employees or pay down a little bit of debt. But ideally, these loans are created to generate profit for a business, at a quick pace. I'm not sure if it might be the right product for you if you're looking to purchase a piece of property.
Like fixer up loans.
Yeah, we can definitely. Would it be something to renovate a business or?
I have a little trouble hearing with the phone and my hearing.
I'm sorry. Would this be for your business?
You wanted to restore a house and then sell it. Like a lot of people are flipping houses.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Is this what you got? What you do for your business, or would this be? Are you looking for more of a personal loan?
Well, it doesn't matter how we raise money. We just
just need the money.
We have a home that could be refinanced. Well, that's a personal residence. It mm-hmm. could be refinanced. And we have two other houses that are owned by the business that could be refinanced.
Okay. Well, let me give you a little bit of background on our working capital loans. It sounds like this might be the product for you. And these are actually based off the sales from the year previous of your business. We're able to lend, 10 to 12% of that to use as you see fit for any reason, to fix up a house, to flip it, inventory. We don't follow the money. It's unsecured cash. So, once we put it in your account, you could use that for whatever. But again, the idea is to generate a profit for the business.
Well, let's see. But then we owe a lot of money.
Oh, okay.
So I don't, that's why if we get a secured loan, that would work, whereas just an unsecured loan might not work for us.
Gotcha. What type of business are you in? Is it the house renovation, or do you guys flip houses, or do you have a bunch of different things going on there?
It is confined to real estate. Like we would build and sell, or we would build and rent.
Okay. Okay.
Or we might even have a note on it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. It's a very simple process, Marie, to see what we could make available for the business. We have a one-page application. We would also want to look at a little bit more documentation as far as cash flow goes for the business. So we would take a look at 6 months of the most recent bank statements to verify cash flow.
Now you're talking about the business?
Correct. Correct.
6 months cash flow. Now there's another problem in that there's two entities. Like there's a Kono's Incorporated, and then there's another one, LLC,
okay.
And both of those would count as our total income.
That's okay.
So you really need both of them to get the total income. So now let me see. You want 2 years You would take a look at 2 years of bank statements.
No, we would only need to look at 6 months worth.
So if we send you 6 months of the bank statements for both of them, well, then you can maybe look at that and see what you think. Would that be correct?
Sure. What I can do is this. It's Kono Construction. I remember we spoke about a month ago or so, correct?
I don't remember. I remember I did call you, but I don't remember what about or any of the contents.
Oh, I remember speaking with you. It was you were inquiring about a couple of our products, but it just wasn't the right time at that time. So I just shot you an email just to remain in contact with you. But again, I'd love to shoot you out an email of the documentation that we'd require. We have a simple one-page application as well. And that's all we'd really need to get you some feedback inside of 24 hours to make an offer. And if you like what we have to say, another 48 to 72 hours and we can have funds wired into your account. It's just a matter of first seeing what we can get you qualified for. So we would get you qualified for the most amount possible. And if you don't want to take that amount, then we just kind of work our way backwards to, you know, what would suffice for the business and be helpful.
Oh, okay. Now,
does that
the
make sense?
The 6 months, I don't think that would cover, maybe 6 months wouldn't cover the year's income because it's coming in a little bit every month, but then once a year would be a larger amount and it would make a big difference. Like for every month, there's only right now, since we it's only $5,000 a month coming in every month. But once a year, I can't remember when the last time we had a sale, but we got a sale coming up now. So in other words, the $30,000 profit on the sale was probably earlier than 6 months.
Okay.
Right now, it's kind of a sound not very good, huh?
No. So you know what? Why don't we just do a full year of the bank statements, and that will give a better picture of what's happening with the business.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's true. It would make a better, better. Okay. Now, what about the debt? How are you going to get around the debt?
You know, underwriting will have to take. Is this personal debt? Is this business debt?
Well, the problem is, you know, he had to put it in personal debt. He has to guarantee it. It's business debt, but it's in his name also. But anyway, it's debt. See, here's the true picture is Kono Builders and the LLC together has assets of about $1 million, and then that the debt is about, let's say, $300,000. It's a little, probably less than $300,000.
Okay.
And some of that debt actually doesn't even have to ever be paid because it's a family member, and it's just a tax way of getting his money back. And so actually what absolutely has to be paid would probably be $250,000.
Which one
did you send?
Okay.
That's but see, that may not make any difference because you're not making an asset loan.
Exactly.
Well, all that debt's going to show up, you know, somewhere.
Right.
Well, anyway, the only thing we can do is just send it in and go from there.
Yeah, exactly. You know, what would be the best email address for me to shoot you out the list of the documentation that we would require, and then I can attach an application as well?
Oh, that Marie Price is okay.
Okay, Marie Price at...
Marie Price 00.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com. Marie, I will put together that email for you right now. And I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes. And then you do have my direct dial, so if there's any questions...
I couldn't get in on that direct dial. I'll just email you.
Yeah, but I would just say if you had any questions, you know, please feel free to reach out to me.
Okay.
Okay. And then while I have you on the phone, did you have any further questions for me?
No, not right this minute.
Okay. Well, I'm going to put that email together for you, and I'll have it over to you in about 10 minutes. And did you want me to give you a couple days to gather everything and maybe check in with you on Monday?
Okay.
Okay. Is there a best time to reach out to you on Monday?
Yeah, it's better to get to me in the afternoons, like after 2 o'clock or after 2:30.
After 2:30.
Central time.
Okay. I will make a note of that as well. Yeah. So I think that we covered everything. I'm going to shoot that email over to you, and I will follow up with you on Monday.
Okay.
And other than that, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Okay, you too.
Thanks, Marie. Great talking with you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.